DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In Egypt, hundreds of people have been reported injured and five killed as a result of violence in Cairo, Alexandria and the coastal city of Suez on the second anniversary of the revolution that removed the Hosni Mubarak regime. President Mohamed Morsi called for calm after clashes between his opponents and police. Protester Mohamed Mansour was one of those in Cairo on Friday.
We want to show that the pledges of the revolution have not been upheld. There's a lot of injustice, and the constitution doesn't represent all Egyptians.
The UN refugee agency said that Syria's neighbor Jordan has experienced a record number of refugee arrivals. Speaking on Friday, Melissa Fleming of the UNHCR said that on Thursday more than 4,400 Syrian refugees arrived in Zaatari camp and a further 2,000 arrived during the course of the night. The refugees report violence, property loss and lack of medical treatment, food and fuel as combined reasons for their flight. Many say that water and electricity are only available for intermittent periods in parts of southern Syria. To date, the UNHCR has registered more than 200,000 Syrians in Jordan. The German government has said that it favours the purchase of armed drones to support troops in missions abroad. A spokesman for the Defence Ministry said that Germany's mission in Afghanistan had shown that it would make certainly would make sense to have armed drones at the military's disposal. A final decision on the issue is expected within the next few months. The use of combat drones by the United States, Britain and Israel has been controversial. The United Nations has launched an inquiry into the use of drones, particularly with regard to the number of civilians killed. The inquiry is to investigate 25 drone strikes launched in Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan and the Palestinian territories. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi has given an overview of the state of the Eurozone economy. Speaking to the business and political leaders gathered at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, he hailed what he called a restored sense of tranquility in the stock, bond and credit markets. But he warned that more needs to be done to get the real economy back on track.
The level of economic activity is in the process of stabilizing at very low levels. And we foresee a recovery in the second part of the year.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Violence at a prison in Venezuela has left at least 50 people dead and 90 wounded. Trouble started at Uribana prison in northwestern Venezuela on Friday morning during a security search for weapons. First reports indicate the clash happened as inmates resisted the search. Hospital reports indicate most of the injuries were gunshot wounds. The government says it will carry out a full investigation. A South Africa court has stopped the country's military from donating used helicopters to Zimbabwe's army, following an appeal from a human rights group. The move comes ahead of Zimbabwe's elections later this year. The human rights group AfriForum said it was concerned about a possible repeat of the political violence seen in Zimbabwe's 2008 elections. AfriForum said that the High Court had forbidden South African's government from exporting any of the French-made Alouette helicopters or spares to neighbouring Zimbabwe until a full hearing could be held next month. Czechs are voting for a new president after a bitter campaign between the two contenders, former Premier Miloš Zeman and Conservative Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The campaign has been dominated by personal smears and attacks linked to World War II and its aftermath. Both candidates support European integration. Surveys indicate a close race. Polling stations are open until early Saturday afternoon for the 8 million Czechs who are entitled to vote. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.